next day. It's a wee bit different. We're not having our children's talk because the children are involved in the whole service. So,
in other words, you are the children.
So, apologies to Charlotte and to Elizabeth again for not only letting them know this morning. I do apologise for that. But love to have you involved and best for next week, to be involved in the children. Okay, let's pray for Steph. It's always a pleasure. Lord, thank you for the bonus year you brought into our lives when you brought Steph to New Zealand. It's just been such an incredible thing for us and for the encouragement and for the ministry that you've grown the Shane Lady into. Lord, her influence is like spreading like fire throughout staff and individuals' lives. And this morning we just want to be open to your spirit within you and open to the things she says and the activities that she gives and not be closed to the learning experience that we can experience for having Steph and the Holy Spirit minister to us. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Amen.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm not preaching today. I just want to share with you a picture that I find really exciting. And it's an interactive one. So the more you put into this, the more everyone else will be able to get out of it. So, yeah, humour me, please. Cool. So what we do, I work out at Camp Columbo. You haven't picked that one up yet. But we offer to the school groups who come in and use our site a values program that they can, it's kind of a thing that they can opt into or not, up to them. And I get to run that, and it's sort of an excuse to run some games with the kids and then also share Jesus with them in some, at least some small way. So this, the activity that we'll do is something from this, and I kind of want to unpack it a little bit more. I think it has something in it for all of us. One of my favourite things about the gospel, and I think about what Jesus offers us, is that it's his truths are simple, but really deep, and we can spend our whole lives exploring these really simple, simple things. So, cool. Simple is good. The theme of the activity and the session that I do with the kids for this one is you've got the power. So, who's feeling this morning like they have power and influence on the world around them? Anybody? If you don't, that's alright. Hopefully by the end you'll feel a little bit more powerful. But basically the idea is that each one of you, each one of us, has the power and the ability and the capacity to influence our worlds and the people around us. Cool. So, our activity.
Sorry, yeah.
It's not mine. The way I start with it is imagine and picture this, that everyone, we all have kind of like a tank where we hold all the positive thoughts and feelings about ourselves. You might call it a love tank or some other name, but it's where we just hold all the good stuff about ourselves that we think and that we feel. So my first question to you is how do we go about filling that? Or how does our love tank get filled?
Our
family can fill it, cool.
Yeah. Reading the word of God and his expression of us.
Awesome, yeah. Sorry?
Doing acts of love.
Acts of love, awesome. Yeah. Yeah, there's endless possibilities. Guys, just chuck out some ideas. There's no wrong answers. What makes you feel loved?
My cat.
Awesome. So good. Yeah.
Nearly winter spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hungry animals when we arrive in the paddock.
Yeah. They make you feel needed and useful. Yeah. What about other people? How about other people fill our tank?
Smile.
I smile.
Kind words.
Kind words.
Giving us time.
Time. Lovely. Yeah.
remembering our birth.
Remembering birthdays. Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of ways. Now, if I suggest to you, I suggest that it's actually really easy to do at least some small thing to fill somebody else's tank. And you have the power to do that in every aspect of life. So our illustration that we're going for is, I've got a big bucket of green plastic cups that you might have seen already, just out there. So we'll file out there and grab our cups and I'll explain. But so first off, everyone's gonna get a cup. This is just symbolic of your love tank that we've been talking about. So in real life, obviously it would be a lot bigger than this and it wouldn't be green and, you know, all sorts.
Plastic.
Hopefully not plastic. But yeah, you get the picture. So this is your love tank. And at the moment it's empty. So I recommend you hold it in your left hand. And then the other one, you're going to grab another cup, and this one you're going to fill with water. And this is your giving cup. This is your capacity to give and put into other people's love tanks. And we do that by all sorts of different ways, and some of which we've already heard this morning. And in real life, it's a lot bigger than this as well. And in fact, it's almost inexhaustible, our capacity to give. Only almost. This is where you might insert a discussion about healthy boundaries and keeping yourself safe, which you'd have to invite somebody else for because it's not something I'm good at. But what I will venture to suggest is actually our capacity to give and our giving cup is much bigger than we expect it to be, usually. So, a demonstration. We're going to stage our experiment in a moment, but Judy, can I invite you up? We're just going to give a wee demo. So you're going to get your receiving cup, which is empty at the moment, in your left hand.
Yep, left hand.
And your giving cup in your right hand. So in a moment, I'll invite you all to grab two cups each. We'll file out that door and then outside. There's buckets of water there. If you fill up your giving cup from one of the buckets, and then we're going to mingle and fill each other's cups. So not just our little plastic imitations, but our real life ones as well. So ideas for how that might happen, how we might do that.
A hug?
Yeah, hug or... we heard before, sign words, smiles. Those are probably the ones we're going to be focusing on because we can't really like feed or do acts of kindness, so that kind of thing is a little bit difficult in this context. So we'll sort of limit ourselves a little bit to kind words. So I might say to Judy, Judy, I just love how you make a home for people and allow them to be exactly who they are, your house. And then I'll pour just a little bit from my giving cup into her receiving cup. And she might say to me, oh, Stephanie, what luscious hair you have. And then she might pour some from her giving cup into my love tank, my receiving cup.
Well, it's your sparkly eyes this morning that just shone.
Oh, there you go. So, you see, it's so easy. Yeah, is everyone okay with that?
Well, the children as well.
Cool, you're following? Awesome. So...
do we have to mingle it up there, or are we mingling?
We'll do it outside just in case of spillage. And the sun's out at the moment, which is lovely. So we'll do that. If you run out, if your giving cup runs out, don't panic, just go and refill it and keep going. And I'll pull it and we'll come back in and we'll unpack it a little bit. Sound good?
Yeah. Just before we do that, would you like to introduce your names so that we know your names?
Oh, my name's Mark.
Mark.
Mark and
Elizabeth. Welcome.
Cool. All right, let's do it. Come on.
It was a little bit easy.
enough. Or did you find it got easier as you went along?
Yeah, cool.
That's good. Who felt like, from this activity, who felt like their real life tank got filled a little bit?
Yeah,
awesome. Excellent. That's a win. Cool. So how did it feel for you to be able to fill other people's cups? Pretty positive. And how did you feel when other people filled your cups?
Encouraged.
Yeah, that's cool. Simple. Cool. Did you notice anything about how the levels in your two different cups might be related? It's where you get your thinking caps on. Yeah, me.
They both ended up throbbing.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
One overflow.
So when we keep receiving, it eventually kind of overflows. Yeah. Yeah. What about, did you perhaps find you didn't worry so much about your own receiving cup once it got a bit full? Once it started getting more and more in it, you didn't really worry about it anymore?
No, you're not tipping it out. You
tipped it in the right way. Yeah, you had that much. Yeah, so all you were worrying about really was that it was overflowing. Yeah, cool.
There's quite a few out there.
Yeah, excellent. Do you think that your own cup being filled made it easier for you to fill other people's cups?
Yeah.
Do you think it might be related in that way?
Yes,
it's easier to give.
Yes, because it encouraged you to have positive thoughts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then the more you did it, the easier it was as well, right? Yep. That's cool. Right, and we talked about an overflowing, isn't it?
Although I think some of us, what particularly me, was confused about the light on
the that's okay.
It was interesting that Big Boy James remembered the activity.
Yeah, I did it at Pukera School not too long ago. Yeah. It's good. Be expert. Cool. So, does everyone see how that really simple thing is quite transferable into our everyday lives as well? It's cool. We can fill other people's cups. We've got the power to do that. Now, my next question for you is, now imagine, what would the world look like if everyone was so good at filling other people's cups that everyone's cup, everyone's love tank was just constantly overflowing? What would the world look like? Would it be different? How would it be different? What might we see or not see?
So it'd be more unity and coming together and less isolation and vulnerability and self-hate.
Lots, eh? Yeah, keep on coming. What are some ideas, guys? Let's paint this picture.
Peace.
Well, it's probably equality, or particularly in terms of resources. Equality.
Cool. People would share their resources more. Yeah, cool.
You wouldn't need so many police.
Sorry?
You wouldn't need so many police.
That's a very good point. They might be out of a job completely even. Close the prisons.
I think the hardest thing to step is that people don't always receive.
Yeah.
And it's, you can encourage, but you get blatant respect because they don't believe what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had to receive as well as go.
It's a whole other can of worms. Yeah, it's true. But if everyone could receive, everyone's cups are overflowing. One of the kids I asked this once, they thought, oh, probably there wouldn't be any hospitals because nobody would get sick anymore. Wow, that's so interesting. It's a cool thought. So there's endless possibilities. And actually, we end up, the more we describe this, what the world would look like is, we actually find we're describing a picture of heaven where resources are shared, where there's peace, where people don't feel lonely or isolated, where we're all encouraged in not even worrying about our own receiving cups, because we're totally just practicing this giving love. It's a picture of heaven. It's something pretty cool to look forward to. It's even more cool. I'd like to read to you from the Gospel of John. It's the story of Jesus talking with the Samaritan woman who's by the well. And they had this conversation about drawing water, and it's somewhat cryptic. I was reading over it again recently, and I'm like, yeah, I really don't understand all the things that are going on in this story. But he asks her for a drink, and she says, how can you ask me for a drink? Because Samaritans and Jews don't associate with each other. Jesus answers her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. And they continue to have this conversation, and she's still not quite grasping the analogy, but I don't know if we do either. I would suggest to you that the way we fill each other's cups is with living water. And what we did with the cold water from the tap here at the church is actually just a picture of the living water that we have the power and the possibility to pour into each other's lives. It wells up in us to eternal life. And again from John chapter 7.
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. So streams of living water will flow from within him. So we see that actually, even if we're alone, and this is what I've put to the kids as well, it doesn't actually matter if the people around you are good at filling your cup, because sometimes they aren't. Sometimes we're people who, on the contrary, are particularly bad at filling our love tanks. In fact, they make them feel even more empty than they were before. And sometimes we're all alone and we don't have anybody around us to fill our cup. Actually, what Jesus offers is to pour his living water inside of us so that even when we're alone, we have it welling up inside of us. It's like your cup is filling up from the bottom of it perpetually, and you're perpetually overflowing. It's his promise to us, a promise to pour heaven into our hearts so that we might overflow into the world. The picture that comes to mind for me is Ezekiel's temple vision about how the river flows out from under the temple and it becomes deeper and wider, and this huge river, and the angel tells him that it flows until it pours into the Dead Sea, and it turns the water in the Dead Sea to fresh water, and the Dead Sea becomes a place that's teeming with life. Fruit trees on the banks of a river that produce so much fruit, and their leaves are used for medicines and healing, and just paints this beautiful picture of how this river brings life wherever it flows. So I want to suggest to you that this is already happening. And heaven is on its way in our hearts and also in the world around us. And I would like to suggest to you that, you know, in that song that we just sung, Shine Jesus Shine, flood the nations with grace and mercy. What if you were the means through which God wants to flood the nations? What if you were the means of this river bringing life wherever it flows and whatever it does? So, yeah, just food for thought and a picture to play with. Hope it stays with you. I'll just pray for us briefly. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your promise to fill us afresh and perpetually give us a drink from this river of living water. Makes us overflow into the world. I pray that you would fill us with your spirit, power to influence and change the world around us through such simple things as having open eyes and ears to filling the needs around us and to filling other people's love tanks. It's such a simple thing, and we just thank you for the pictures of water and of rivers and the pictures in your word that help us to grasp your simple truths. It is so deep. Lord, we thank you for your desire and your plan to restore and redeem this whole world. We thank you that you would partner with us in it, even though without you, we're just empty cups that you fill us. Lord, build your kingdom among us. In your name we pray. Sweet. I was going to have come to the altar to finish with, but I wonder if maybe we sing Shine Jesus Shine again. Would that be alright, Joe? Cool. I love that song.